Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: Forum in Washington condemns the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Sweden, practitioners in Stockholm raise awareness of Falun Gong and the persecution. A win for freedom of belief, charges against two Falun Gong practitioners dropped. Liaoning man dies 3 weeks after being released from prison. Turkey, introducing Falun Dafa in Mersin and Istanbul. And Canadian leaders congratulate start of new Shenyun season. Now for the stories.
Forum in Washington condemns the persecution of Falun Gong in China. A forum discussing the 18-year-long persecution of Falun Gong in China was held in a U.S. Congressional office building on the afternoon of December 20th. The forum was organized by the Global Center for Quitting the Chinese Communist Party, which supports the nearly 300 million people who have renounced their affiliations with China's Communist Party over the last dozen years. Among the forum participants were U.S. representatives, human rights activists, scholars, victims of the persecution in China, and family members of persecuted Falun Gong practitioners in China. Three sisters from Dalian Liaoning Province, who are now in the U.S., were incarcerated for years for their belief in Falun Gong. Their relatives were also implicated. One of them had worked as director of an accounting firm, another as head nurse of a hospital, and the third as a manager of a foreign enterprise. They personally have known dozens of Falun Gong practitioners who were tortured to death in China. Photos showing family members and friends who have been tortured for practicing Falun Gong in China were presented at the forum. U.S. Congressman Steve King said in the forum that Falun Gong practitioners' human rights have been trampled. The Chinese Constitution guarantees basic rights and freedom of belief. However, about 70 to 100 million people have been deprived of freedom and subjected to persecution. Many have been killed, their organs harvested and sold for profit in transplantation surgeries. Congressman King called on Congress to pass a new resolution condemning the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Senator Marco Rubio, chairman of the Congressional Executive Commission on China, and Representative Chris Smith wrote in support of Falun Gong. Their letter stated that tens of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners had been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. Many people were detained, imprisoned, tortured, and even killed. The Chinese regime tries to force Falun Gong practitioners to give up their beliefs. It is unacceptable that millions of peaceful citizens following truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are unfairly treated and persecuted. The letter further stated that they cannot remain silent about the violence against Falun Gong in China. The perpetrators must be held accountable for their crimes. The CCP must be held responsible for the persecution and the incarceration of Falun Gong practitioners.
Sweden, practitioners in Stockholm raise awareness of Falun Gong and the persecution. Rain and cold could not stop Falun Gong practitioners in Stockholm from holding activities to tell the public about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. In front of the Parliament building and the Royal Palace, local practitioners set up a booth and display boards on Saturday to raise awareness of the state-sanctioned killing of practitioners in China for their organs. As soon as the practitioners finished setting up their booth, two police officers came over. One of them smiled and said, "Your protests in front of the Chinese embassy are very impressive. I've seen many of them." He said he trusts practitioners and wished them good luck. Many tourists stopped by, read the materials, talked to practitioners, and signed a petition condemning the persecution in China. A man talked to practitioners for a long time after reading the display boards. He said he had been to China and was sad to learn of the communist regime's destruction of traditional culture and persecution of Falun Gong that has now lasted 18 years. A Finnish family of four was shocked to learn of practitioners in China being killed for their organs. The family all signed the petition and said they were glad to have a chance to do something meaningful before Christmas.
A win for freedom of belief. Charges against two Falun Gong practitioners dropped. The police arrested Ms. Wang Yu and Ms. Yang Aiping, residents of Dangdong City, in August 2016 for sending text messages that exposed the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline currently persecuted in China. The two were detained and indicted earlier this year for, quote, using a cult to undermine law enforcement, a standard pretext used by the Chinese regime to frame and imprison Falun Gong practitioners. The local procuratorate recently dropped the charges and they were subsequently released. The police department demanded that their families post bail before they could go home. Ms. Yang's family refused to pay, asserting that the police should acknowledge their mistake and compensate Ms. Yang for her suffering during the 16 months of detention, as the charges had been dropped. The police later drove her home. After their arrests last year, the two practitioners' families frequently contacted the authorities seeking their release. The families were kicked around between the prosecution and the judge. The police threatened the families, attempting to silence them. They even told Ms. Yang's family that Ms. Wang's family had confessed to the crime on her behalf and that they should do so to get a lesser sentence. In fact, Ms. Wang's family submitted a criminal complaint against the police and prosecutor for abusing their power to advance their personal interests. Ms. Yang's lawyer filed a motion to drop the case. The lawyer stated that no law in China criminalizes Falun Gong and that Ms. Yang should never have been prosecuted, as she was merely exercising her constitutional right to freedom of belief. The prosecutor nonetheless indicted Ms. Wang and Ms. Yang on January 19, 2017. Zhenxing Court twice set a date for the trial and twice canceled it. On December 13th, the court decided that the prosecution should drop the charges against both practitioners due to the changes in the interpretation of Article 300. A new statutory interpretation that replaced the 1999 version took effect on February 1st, 2017. The new interpretation made no mention of Falun Gong and emphasized that an indictment against anyone engaging in a cult must be based on solid legal grounds. Since no law in China labels Falun Gong a cult, the indictment against the practitioners lacked legal basis.
Liaoning man dies 3 weeks after being released from prison. Mr. Liu Yuanfeng was arrested on November 19, 2014, after being reported for distributing materials exposing the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. He was soon sentenced to 3 years in prison. The guards at Benqi Prison beat him, shocked him with electric batons, and forced him to squat for long periods of time. They also denied him family visits. Mr. Liu later had a stroke, but the prison refused to render him proper medical attention. His family noted that he had slurred speech and couldn't walk well when they picked him up on November 19, 2017. He suddenly fell into a coma on December 9th and died hours later despite emergency resuscitation.
Turkey. Introducing Falun Dafa in Mersin and Istanbul. Falun Dafa practitioners took part in the third Mersin Book Fair on the southern coast of Turkey from November 25th to December 3rd, 2017, to introduce Falun Dafa and to raise awareness about the persecution of the practice in China. Over 350 vendors participated in the event, with an estimated 130,000 visitors stopping in over the course of the fair. Many local officials, including the mayor, came out to support the event. Mrs. Turkan, who works in space technology, said she had heard about Falun Dafa before and had even read the book Juan Falun. Excited to meet practitioners again at the book fair, she said she planned to resume practicing Falun Dafa. Mrs. Musaref said that she had thought about doing meditation before and commented, "I find the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to be very important. I will try this practice. Mamet, a student, talked with a practitioner to learn more about Falun Dafa. After watching the exercise demonstration and hearing about the principles of the practice, he was very happy. I have been searching for something like this for a long time, he said. He wrote down the local contact information so that he could start learning the Falun Dafa exercises at the group practice site. Many government officials accepted Falun Dafa materials from practitioners, including the mayor of Mersin. After talking with a practitioner, a television producer purchased a copy of Juan Falun and signed a petition in support of Dafa. He took down a practitioner's contact information, as he would like to produce a video about the persecution. A practitioner who lives in Istanbul introduced the practice to her students at a preschool center on December 4th. More than 20 children and their teachers tried the first, second, and fifth sets of exercises. A practitioner also explained what Falun Dafa is and talked to the children about the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and how practitioners apply these principles in their daily lives. The children enjoyed the exercise music and readily took to the meditation. Later in the day, a piano teacher said that she noticed that the students had become more open-minded and focused during class after learning the exercises. She and several other teachers thanked the practitioners and said they hoped that they could come back again.
Canadian leaders congratulate start of new Shenyun season. Shenyun Performing Arts will perform 32 shows in 8 Canadian cities on its 2018 World Tour. Before its debut in Ottawa on December 28th, the world-renowned classical Chinese dance company received congratulatory letters from the Governor General, Prime Minister, the opposition leader, and the leader of the Green Party, who sent greetings to wish Shenyun another successful performance. Julie Payette, the Governor General of Canada, said in her letter, "Shenyun has been stirring hearts and imaginations worldwide for over a decade. Its lavish productions draw inspiration from ancient fables and traditions to create a one-of-a-kind presentation on stage. Each story is a unique blend of musical arrangement, choreography, direction, and talent. To the dancers and performers, it is the culmination of so much hard work and effort. To the audience, it is pure magic." Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wrote, "Each year, Shenyun enriches our communities by showcasing Chinese history, culture, and artistry with grace and elegance. I am certain that everyone in attendance will be inspired and entertained by this magnificent display of traditional Chinese music and dance. I would like to thank the Falun Dafa Association of Canada for bringing Shenyun to our country once again. You can be proud of your efforts to share Chinese traditions with Canadians of all backgrounds." Opposition leader Andrew Scheer wrote, "I was delighted to learn that this world-class production, showcasing the beauty and splendor of classical Chinese music and dance, would be visiting 8 Canadian cities. Celebrating ancient cultural traditions, timeless virtues, and human dignity, Shenyun has found a receptive audience in Canada's peaceful and pluralistic society. I know that this year's show will continue to inspire and delight with its majesty and grace. On behalf of my colleagues in Canada's official opposition, I commend the organizers and sponsors for bringing this exquisite show to cities across the country. Please accept my best wishes for unforgettable performances." The leader of the Green Party, Elizabeth May, wrote, "Shenyun has been celebrated around the world for its breathtaking representation of 5,000 years of Chinese culture. The beauty of cultural expression brings all of us together in appreciation of our diversity. We are a nation of many people, and through the expression of art, we come together as one. I want to congratulate the cast and crew on this special event and wish you continued success throughout the 2018 tour." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.